Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My latest NFL mock draft? Let's talk about it. Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to do Mock Draft 4.0 because NFL free agency has come and gone, which means team needs have been updated. We've seen a flurry of blockbuster trades, so we're going to dive right in here. Picks 1 through 32, starting with, of course, the Jacksonville Jaguars. For me, I'm going Aiden Hutchinson, edge from Michigan. He's the odds-on favorite to be selected number one overall pass rusher. His PFF defensive grade 94.5 is the highest among any edge defender entering the NFL since Washington Commander Chase Young. So I think that Hutchinson is the play here for the Jaguars at number one. Number two might surprise some people. Trayvon Walker, edge from Georgia. Only the Atlanta Falcons boasted a worse pressure rate on defense than the Lions did a season ago. Seems only fit that Georgia edge defender Trayvon Walker is the pick to provide a spark to the kneecap-hungry Detroit defense. Walker led the Georgia Bulldogs' number one-ranked defense in total pressures this past season, with 13 coming during their playoff run. Number three, the Houston Texans, with their first of two first-round picks because of the Deshaun Watson trade. Ahmad Sauce Gardner, cornerback from Cincinnati. General manager Nick Caserio stems from the New England Patriots system, notorious for valuing pass coverage in favor of pass rush. So the Texans opt for a lockdown cornerback. Gardner has never allowed a touchdown in coverage during his college career. Something tells me that's probably going to change at the NFL level. Number four, New York Jets are on the clock. Kayvon Thibodeau, edge, Oregon. The Jets have a lot of holes on their roster, especially on defense. So they look to bolster the side of the ball with an elite pass rusher in Thibodeau. The Oregon product generated 48 pressures in 11 games his junior season. 4.4 per game. That marked ranked 10th among the 2022 edge class. I think pairing Thibodeau with 2021 prize free agent acquisition Carl Lawson will help form a dynamic pass rush duo for gangrene. Number five, New York is back on the clock, but this time it's the New York Giants. They got to go with an offensive tackle here. Daniel Jones, the only way they're going to see if they have a future quarterback with Daniel Jones is to put him in a position to succeed. They got to shore up the offensive line. And for me, that guy is Evan Neal. The Alabama tackle finished top 10 in his draft class in terms of lowest pressure rate allowed. So I think that Evan Neal is the pick here. Just a behemoth, an athletic specimen. The guy wears 350 pounds like no one else I've ever seen. Number six on the clock is the Carolina Panthers. And they're in a quite a sticky situation, I would say. They have a strong, ready-to-compete roster, but have glaring holes in the two most important positions, quarterback and offensive tackle. And what makes things so critical with the number 6 overall pick is they don't select again until the draft enters outside the top 100 picks. So they can't afford to miss here. So they go with the most pro-ready and seasoned quarterback in the draft, Kenny Pickett. He finished 3rd in PFF passing grade from a clean pocket and 1st in the class in adjusted completion percentage, 79% during his 2021 breakout season. Carolina finished 32nd in the league last season in completion percentage with Cam Newton and Sam Darnold at quarterback. New York Giants going with a safety here. Kyle Hamilton from Notre Dame. The slide stops with the Notre Dame safety here. Jabril Peppers, Logan Ryan have moved on from the Giants. So there's a need for a safety opposite Xavier McKinney. Hamilton is a top-end defensive talent in this draft, provides recourse against ever-evolving NFL offenses with so much to offer, strong tackler, desired length slash size, a coverage ability. He fits the profile for a team that is just looking to draft the best player available. Number 8 on the clock, Atlanta Falcons. Ikem Ekwonu, offensive lineman from NC State. The Falcons are in full-on tank mode right now. They have to play the long-term game to get back into contention for 2023 and 2024. And that starts with building from the inside out. More specifically, putting a fringy rookie quarterback not in a bad situation where that a player can be someone they draft next season is in a good situation. So they have left tackle Jake Matthews locked up, but right tackle Caleb McGarry is a free agent in 2023. Let's bookend the backhead side for the right tackle position with Ikem Ekwonu. Gives him flexibility to play at tackle or guard to ensure that their future franchise quarterback, potentially one of these Alabama or Ohio State quarterbacks, will be fine when they get drafted by the Falcons in 2023. Ekwonu allowed 0 quarterbacks in 2021. Absolute mauler in the run game. PFF's 5th highest graded run blocker in his final season at NC State. Number 9, the Seattle Seahawks, Malik Willis. There's no more Russell Wilson, and they have Drew Lock on the roster, and he is not the long-term answers. Malik Willis showcased his big arm at Liberty's Pro Day with several NFL executives, coaches closely watching. He finished the 2021 season as PFF's 4th highest graded quarterback on throws of 20-plus yards. We want to see Malik Willis dropping bombs to Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, and that dual threat ability. He averaged nearly 100 rushing yards per game over the last 2 seasons, mimics that of a younger Russell Wilson. So it's no wonder why Seattle is so high on the incoming rookie quarterback. The more that Pete Carroll can establish the run, the better, which is why Malik Willis is the pick here at number 9. Number 10, the New York Jets. Look, they need to add a dynamic playmaker for Zach Wilson. They saw what the Bengals did with Jamar Chase, adding him to Joe Burrow. They take a similar approach, especially after they tried to go after Tyreek Hill. Insert Drake London. The USC product boasts all the skills to be an alpha position receiver at the next level. At 6'4", 219 pounds, the receiver only played 8 games in 2021 due to an ankle injury, but made every game count. He commanded a 38% target share, led all wide receivers in contested catches. The former Trojan, 68% contested catch rate, ranked number 1 in the class. Last year's leader in that same category, Jets' 2nd-round pick last year, Elijah Moore, at 73%. Number 11, the Washington Commanders. Newly found Commanders are on the clock. Garrett Wilson, Ohio State. Look, Carson Wentz is far from perfect, but he's still an upgrade from what Washington had under center in 2021. So the next step is adding talent around Wentz to get the most use of him. So they bring in Garrett Wilson to pair him with former fellow Buckeye Terry McLaurin. Wilson's addition is addressing a need while also creating a friendly environment for a future quarterback should the team move on from Wentz in 2023, which is most likely the scenario. Number 12, the Minnesota Vikings. Derek Stingley, cornerback from LSU. The Vikings ranked 5th in most passing yards allowed this past season, have a glaring hole at cornerback even after re-signing Patrick Peterson to a 1-year deal. They filled the void by selecting Stingley Jr., who was seen as a can't-miss option after his freshman season. The LSU product had regressed some the past 2 years, but talent showcased in 2019, PFF's highest graded cornerback, is so worth it. Anticipate that Minnesota probably has a solid read on Stingley's profile heading into the draft based on them hiring former LSU defensive coordinator / defensive backs coach Durante Jones. Number 13, the Houston Texans are back on the clock, and with their secondary shored up, they look to the offensive side of the ball to bolster protection for second-year quarterback Davis Mills. They go offensive tackle from Mississippi State, Charles Cross. Laremy Tunsil's locked in at the left tackle side. So, and Charles Cross has shown at his pro day that he is more than capable of playing on the right side. The Mississippi State Bulldog was elite from week 4 onward as PFF's 2nd highest graded pass blocker. He also showed up against the strongest competition, allowing just 2 combined pressures in 4 SEC matchups against Alabama, LSU, Texas A&M, and Auburn. Number 14, the Baltimore Ravens are on the clock. Jermaine Johnson, edge from Florida State University. Baltimore still needs to inject more youth into their pass rush. Calais Campbell, Justin Houston remain free agents, leaving last year's first-round selection, Odafe Owe, as the top pressure generator. Therefore, the Ravens cannot pass up on Jermaine Johnson from Florida State at pick 14. The Georgia transfer tied Aiden Hutchinson with 14 sacks to lead the 2022 NFL draft class. Philadelphia Eagles at pick 15. They go Trent McDuffie with their first of three first-round picks, cornerback out of Washington. He was PFF's fifth highest-graded 2022 draft-eligible corner in 2021, allowing no more than 39 receiving yards in any game. With the aptitude to play both zone and man coverage, the former Washington Husky can become a major immediate contributor to an NFL secondary. The Eagles need to replace free agent cornerback Steven Nelson, so drafting McDuffie also helps plug a hole in their defense. Pairing him opposite Darius Slay will provide the Eagles with one of the top cornerback duos in the league. Eagles back on the clock, number 16. They go linebacker from Utah, Devin Lloyd. The crux of the Eagles' problems on defense last season can be traced back to their porous linebacker play. TJ Edwards is a solid starter, but he's still slow, and it's bare bones behind him on the depth chart, even with the addition of Kaiser White from the Chargers. Hence why Devin Lloyd is the pick. The Utah product is a do-it-all linebacker with the ability to cover tight ends, generate pressure, and play on all three downs. He finished the 2021 season with 8 sacks and 90 solo tackles, 9th most in the FBS. He should mitigate the damage that tight ends inflicted on the Philly faithful last year that fantasy managers know well too often, that tight ends were the exact target for that Eagles defense. Number 17, the Los Angeles Chargers. Trevor Penning, offensive tackle from Northern Iowa. The Chargers made it like bandits last year when tackle Rashawn Slater fell to them at number 13. And they strike gold once again with Trevor Penning falling to them in their laps at number 17 overall. The Northern Iowa tackle's draft stock has been increasing since the Reese's Senior Bowl, and his NFL scouting combine performance pushed him even further up draft boards. His immediate upgrade over right tackle Storm Norton, PFF's worst graded pass blocking tackle in 2021. At number 18, New Orleans Saints are on the clock. They go Chris Olave, wide receiver from Ohio State. Longtime general manager Mickey Loomis has had zero issues spending high-end draft capital on wide receivers in the past, making Olave the selection here. The former Buckeye doesn't offer the same exact skill set as a Michael Thomas, but he can separate from defenders at an elite downfield level. Olave wrapped up the 2021 season in the 96th percentile in separation versus single coverage and caught 7 touchdowns on throws of 20-plus air yards. Olave cemented himself as a top 20 selection after blazing a 4.39 40-yard dash, 90th percentile, at the NFL scouting combine. Number 19, the Eagles are back on the clock for the third time in the first round. They go Treylon Burks, wide receiver from Arkansas. The wide receiver position needs to be addressed on offense. Rager looks like a total bust after 2 seasons, so the Eagles still need to pair Devonta Smith with another top-tier wideout. Enter Treylon Burks. The Razorbacks wideout finished first in his class in yards per route run, while also ranking number 1 in yards per route run when lined up on the outside among all receivers. It's an encouraging sign that the size-speed specimen delivered when aligned on the perimeter after he spent 77% of his career operating from the slot. His 8.5 yards after the catch ranked 14th among 169 qualifying wide receivers over the past 2 seasons, and that caters perfectly to the Philadelphia Eagles offense. The Eagles finished second in screen pass rate in 2021. Number 20, the Pittsburgh Steelers are on the clock, and they go with a quarterback from Ole Miss, Matt Corral. Head coach Mike Tomlin and general manager Kevin Colbert have been highly involved in pro days featuring this year's crop of top rookie quarterbacks. So with the 20th overall pick, they select Corral as their future franchise quarterback. Pour one out for Mitchell Trubisky. Corral rallied Ole Miss to a 10-2 record while finishing 3rd in the SEC in passing yards and 11th in the nation in PFF passing grade from a clean pocket. The Pittsburgh Steelers offensive coordinator Matt Canada thrives on designing offensive plays around RPOs, bootlegs, and pre-snap motion, which align perfectly with what Corral did at the college level. Number 21, New England Patriots. They go Zion Johnson, guard, Boston College. Johnson is a solid starting guard from day one and will be immediate plug-and-play option for the Patriots after they lost Shaq Mason and Ted Karras this offseason. Johnson allowed just 2 quarterback hits and 6 total pressures in his final season at BC. The Eagle tested extremely well at the NFL Combine, posting top marks in the shuttle, 3-cone, bench press, and vertical jump. Number 22, the Green Bay Packers are on the clock. And yes, people, they are going to go with a wide receiver here, Jameson Williams. No Devontae Adams, no Marquez Valdez-Scantling, no problem. They address the glaring hole at wide receiver by adding the Alabama speedster. He can be the spark plug that the Packers need after a monster season as the Crimson Tide's number one receiver. His gargantuan yardage totals were fueled by his ability to create yards after the catch and downfield. He finished top seven among all college wide receivers in yards after the catch per reception and receiving yards on 20 plus air yard throws. The speed that Williams can offer is exactly what head coach Matt LaFleur is looking for. Number 23, the Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. Jordan Davis, defensive tackle from the University of Georgia. The defensive line is a great area of need with nose tackle Corey Peters, and a free agent, and offensive linebacker, pass rusher Chandler Jones in Las Vegas. The Cardinals were bottom 10 run defense in terms of yards per carry in 2021, and Jones led the squad in total pressures. Jordan Davis can be an elite run stuffer at the next level after wrapping up the 2021 season third in defensive run stop rate, but he has the athletic profile to become an absolute game wrecker versus the passing game. His 4.78 40-yard dash time at 341 pounds is the best weight-adjusted time among 487 interior defenders to run at the NFL Combine. Number 24, the Dallas Cowboys are on the clock. Kenyon Green, guard from Texas A&M. Lucky for Dallas, the draft has plenty of interior offensive linemen available to them after they lost Connor Williams and Lael Collins this offseason. Green can start from day one at left guard after finishing last year as the highest graded SEC guard in his draft class. And what separates Green is his versatility. The Texas A&M Aggie has experience playing every position across the offensive line outside the center position. The experience will make him a highly coveted target in the first round. Number 25, Buffalo Bills, Breece Hall, running back from Ohio State. As this is definitely my favorite pick. NFL.com's Daniel Jeremiah is one of the most accurate mock drafters in recent seasons due to how plugged in he is with NFL circles. He recently mocked Breece Hall to Buffalo at number 25, and I understand the process behind the selection. The Bills don't have many holes on their roster so that they can afford a luxury selection by taking a running back in the first round. It's no secret that Buffalo's front office has been trying to upgrade the position, specifically with a running back capable of excelling in the passing game. They tried to sign J.D. McKissic this offseason, were heavily rumored to be in the market for Travis Etienne in the 2021 NFL draft. The fact they are sniffing around for other running backs constantly, despite having Devin Singletary on the roster, suggests that his last season surge last year, fantasy RB3 over the last 6 weeks, may not be sustainable. Hall represents a immediate upgrade in all facets after catching 83 passes at the college level. Wheels up for Breece Hall in fantasy football. Number 26, the Tennessee Titans are on the clock. I'm going to surprise some people with this one. Sky Moore, wide receiver from Western Michigan. The Titans are still in dire circumstances at the wide receiver position with virtually no depth behind A.J. Brown and Robert Woods coming off a season-ending injury. They neglected to address wide receiver last season without any high draft capital and won't make the same mistake twice. They add the Western Michigan receiver to fill the void. It may seem like a reach here in the first round, but Tennessee doesn't pick again until 90, so they remain aggressive to get the guy who has skyrocketed up draft boards during the pre-draft process. If they can't trade back, Tennessee will have to snag him at 26. Titans general manager John Robinson has never been shy about investing high-end draft capital into the receiver position, with his highest drafted wideout Corey Davis, fifth overall, also stemming from the Western Michigan football program. Number 27, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on the clock. George Karloftis, edge from Purdue. Tampa Bay has yet to re-sign Ndamukong Suh, Jason Pierre-Paul, Steven McClendon in free agency. They need to inject more youth across the defensive line alongside 2020 first-rounder Joe Tryon. Purdue's Karloftis fits the mold in a Todd Bowles 3-4 scheme. As a freshman in 2019, Karloftis generated the 10th most pressures in the FBS, and after a truncated 2020 season due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Boilermaker edge rusher finished 2021 11th in the nation in pressures per game, 4.5. Green Bay Packers are back on the clock at number 28. They're going to go with Tyler Linderbaum, center / interior guard from Iowa. The Packers have some questions on their offensive line with Dennis Kelly unsigned, Billy Turner released. Elgton Jenkins is also coming off a season-late torn ACL suffered in week 11. So instead of drafting another wide receiver, they boost the offensive line with Tyler Linderbaum. He has graded out as PFF's number one center in the nation over the last two seasons. Linderbaum also owns the second highest run grade among all offensive linemen in the nation, which bodes well for him in the Packers' run game. The dude is an absolute mauler. Number 29, the Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock. Christian Watson, wide receiver from North Dakota State. Chiefs obviously have a major hole at wide receiver after losing Tyreek Hill, Byron Pringle, and DeMarcus Robinson this offseason. They signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling to stretch the field on the outside and Juju Smith-Schuster in the slot, but I doubt they are done adding to the position. So that's why Christian Watson is here to fill the void. He was the talk of the town as a standout in the 2022 Senior Bowl North Dakota State prospect showcased that his 35% dominator rating and number one ranked 4.33 yards per route run were no fluke, even if they came against an easy schedule of opponents. And he continued on his draft stock ascension with a blazing 4.36 40-yard dash, 92nd percentile during on-field testing. That speed at Watson size is absolutely ludicrous. If this guy had gone to any Power 5 school, he would be an easy top 10 selection, but he falls because he goes from North Dakota State. Number 30, the Chiefs are back on the clock with their second first-round pick due to the Tyreek Hill trade. Devontae White, defensive tackle from the University of Georgia. In the trenches, the Chiefs have to find a way to draft talent before the start of the year. Alex Okafor and Melvin Ingram are free agents. Defensive tackle Jerron Reed signed with the Packers. Ingram was the team's second most efficient pass rusher behind Chris Jones and the highest graded run defender. Reed played the most snaps among the interior of the defensive line. Wyatt is their guy that they need with their second first-round selection to shore up the defensive line. He finished the 2021 season as PFF's highest graded interior defender at the central force of the number one defense in the nation. Number 31, the Cincinnati Bengals, the reigning AFC champions, Kyrie Elam, cornerback from Florida. With the offensive line revamped during free agency, Cincinnati can shift focus to finding another starting perimeter cornerback. Jadobi Awuzie and Mike Hilton are solid, but another strong piece could help the defense tremendously. Eli Apple was brought back in free agency, but his up and down play is not a long-term answer at the position. At 6'2" and 196 pounds, Elam is the perfect target for Cincy. The Florida Gator allowed just third lowest passer rating when targeted as a true freshman in 2019. Facing SEC wide receivers for three straight seasons will translate well into the NFL. And last but not least, 32, the Detroit Lions, home of HBO's Hard Knocks in 2022. They go with Andrew Booth Jr., cornerback from Clemson. No cornerback last year graded out as top 45 at the position per PFF for the Lions last year. Booth doesn't necessarily have a signature calling card to his game because he is so well-rounded. The Clemson cornerback has spent the majority of his career in a zone coverage scheme while generating an elite sub 40 pass rating when targeted. He recently underwent sports hernia surgery that could cause him to fall at the back end of the first round after being pegged as a top 25 player throughout the majority of the pre-draft process. So the Lions can scoop up some value with Andrew Booth if they decide to not go with a quarterback in this class at the end of the first round. So guys, that is my mock draft for 2022. Number four, all 32 picks. Read them and weep. Absolutely love it. We're going to do more of these coming, but make sure you go check out the full write-up of the mock draft on fantasypros.com, and also go follow me on Twitter at @AndrewErickson_. Everyone enjoy, get excited because draft season's coming. The draft is coming, so get hyped, and we'll be back next time.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.